That the surface of Greenland's massive ice sheet has melted this month is not new. Some of that ice melts every summer. But this year, the size and the speed is something that NASA scientists are calling unprecedented. The melt has taken place over a larger area than has been detected in three decades of satellite observation. And that means, basically, the surface of Greenland is right now slush. Dr. Jay Zwali works for NASA's ICESat mission. He helps precisely measure the thickness of ice near Earth's poles, and he says over the past decade, Greenland's ice sheet is losing more ice than it gains. Right now, it's losing in excess of about 150 gigatons of ice every year. Maybe you don't know how much that is, so here's an explainer.
One way to think about how much 150 gigatons is, if you had Earth movers that carried 150 tons each, it would take 2,000 of them each minute to dump the excess ice into the ocean.
And when you have 150 gigatons of ice dropping into the ocean, that's going to have an effect.
The amount of sea level rise currently is about 3 to 4 millimeters per year. So even if there is no additional climate warming, sea level will continue at the same rate and rise about 16 inches over the next 100 years.
That's NASA scientist Jay Zwali, and we have another NASA scientist with us now, senior research scientist at NASA, Dorothy Hall. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
You know, I saw the pictures, the satellite pictures of Greenland, and they're startling to me, but I'm not a scientist. Can you give me some context to understand exactly what's happening here?
Yes. In the middle of July, well, specifically on the 11th and 12th of July, we saw a major event of surface melt, and we have not seen that in the satellite record, which is actually about 40 years long. Although this has happened before, this kind of melt event does happen, we can tell that from the ice core record, but we haven't seen it in the satellite data before, and in this case, the surface of the Greenland ice sheet, about 97% or more of the surface melted on those 2 days, and mostly refroze after that.
What are we to take from this? Is this just sort of a seasonal that we're going through a very hot period? We have a drought here in the United States, some record high temperatures for a very long time, or is this an indication of actual climate change?
Well, we don't know. Certainly there was a meteorological event that caused this, and it was relatively short-lived. But if this type of thing starts to happen frequently, then we will really think that it's related to global warming. Because, in fact, the Arctic has been warming at a rate greater than the lower latitudes. We know that.
And we also had the news earlier that a huge chunk of a glacier had broken off into the ocean as well, from the same phenomenon?
Well, that would be the Petermann Glacier, and we think that they're unrelated because the main reason that the Petermann Glacier calved recently was due to warming ocean temperatures, not air temperatures, not local air temperatures, as in the case of the melt of the surface.
So what, I mean, if the melt on Greenland is due to meteorological events, what then differently is happening to warm the ocean?
That I would not be able to answer. I don't really know. I'm not an oceanographer.
Just a NASA scientist, that's all that you are. Speaking with Dorothy Hall right now. So as you watch these satellite photos, and I'm assuming that when NASA says this is unprecedented, they're talking about in the history of looking at Greenland through the satellite photos.
That's correct. It's unprecedented in the satellite record, which, as I said, is about 40 years long. And we have not seen a melt event this extensive in the last 40 years since we've been monitoring this with satellite data.
But it has happened before, and we know that because of measurements that were taken.
Yes, that's the ice core record. And people go and drill ice cores, and they analyze the layers in the ice cores. And in those layers, you can see evidence of melt and refreeze. And these are in areas of the ice sheet that are not supposed to ever melt. But in fact, they do. Sometimes there is surface melting, and then that will refreeze and be covered up by snow over and ice over time, And then you can drill down and get those records and analyze what went on in the past.
So do we know, then, if we've analyzed what went on in the past, do we know what caused those other significant melts and if the same thing is happening now?
No, we can't really tell what caused it. There are some cases where we can tell things like volcanic eruptions and so forth in the ice core record. But in terms of those melt events, we really don't know what caused them specifically in the past.
All right. We're speaking with Dorothy Hall, a senior research scientist at NASA, and we're talking about the melt, the unprecedented melt of Greenland's massive ice sheet. But before we go, Dorothy, you know, the other thing that we're talking about today is in light of Sally Ride's passing, we've been talking about why there are so few women that actually make it into the upper echelons of science. And we've been hearing some kind of surprising stories that, in fact, there's lots of women who end up interested in science but then get turned away when they get in the lab. I wonder what your experience is as a scientist, as a female scientist. Do you think it's a welcoming environment?
I'm really surprised at that because here at NASA, we have very many women scientists at all levels. So I'm rather surprised to hear that comment.
So you haven't seen anything that you would call unwelcoming to females in the lab?
Not recently, not in the last few decades. I'm not saying that other people have not, but I haven't.
And not at NASA, at least, and that's hard.
Well, I don't see a lot of that going on here, but
that's that. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Dorothy. Dorothy Hall brings bad news on Greenland, but good news on NASA. Dorothy Hall, senior research scientist at NASA. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.